What's happening? This is a very short, well, originally planned to be a short podcast about an incident that happened to me this morning, actually, or, well, on the morning of recording this podcast. Some things before you begin. Check out my website. I have a conversation class. Info's in the description. And at the end of this podcast, I talk a little bit about it. And the aim of this podcast is obviously to empower you, to help you learn English. And today we're going to focus on talking about being angry, because it's a common theme in my life, apparently, these days. Talk about being pissed off, whether it's someone on the bus who decides to talk to you because they want to give you a Bible, or if it is someone turning off your water. These are all things that make you angry, and today we are going to discuss it. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn a bunch of random English, folks. A bunch of random English. Here we go. Good morning, my friends. But it's not a good morning, is it? It's a fucking terrible morning. Yeah, it's a rant. What can I say? So, picture this. You wake up at 5 a.m. You're having a great morning. You have your coffee. You listen to the birds singing outside. You go for a bit of a walk. Life is good. You got plenty of time before work. Plenty of time. You know, you're chilling. And then at some point, like a couple of hours later, you decide, yeah, I should probably get showered now, get ready for work, and, you know, maybe have another cup of coffee or something, which is normal. Now, what do all those things have in common? Like coffee, shower, getting ready for work in general, all of those things. And what is something that you always use in the morning? Water. W-A-T-E-R. Now, I'm a huge fan of water. I drink it every freaking day. When I turn my tap, I am very happy to see water come out. And I understand there are many people in the world living without access to clean water, to running water, or to a stable water supply. And I'm living in Canada. I'm living in a town, like a well-developed town or a city in BC, a very modernized area. Anyways, I jump in the shower this morning. I'm singing my songs to myself. I'm conditioning my beard. I'm having a great time. I have soap and all. And then suddenly, the shower starts to spit. S-P-I-T. To spit is like, well, it's a verb that we use for humans when we project saliva from our mouths, I guess. And, you know, if you spit at a person, that's a huge insult. If you spit at the feet of a person, it's a huge insult. It means different things in cultures. In Dune, in the movie, if you spit, it's a sign of respect. But we're not living in Dune, the movie. We're living on Earth, in the present. And my shower was spitting water, so the flow was consistent. The flow was great. The pressure was great. The water pressure was great. You know, it was a high water pressure. And then suddenly the pressure dropped and the pressure got lower. And as a result, less water came out and it started to spit instead of flow. And then it just stopped completely and only air came out. And I'm in the middle of my fucking shower. I am fuming. F-U-M-I-N-G. I'm infuriated. I'm fucking pissed off. I am livid. L-I-V-I-D. I was seething. S-E-E-T-H-I-N-G. I was irate with anger. I-R-A-T-E. Irate with anger. I was raging. I was so motherfucking pissed off. I was ready to blow a gasket. To blow a gasket. To blow a fuse. I was ready to bite a person's head off, literally, not figuratively. Usually that's a figurative expression. Not now, motherfuckers. I was ready to bite a person's head off. I was losing my cool. I lost my cool and I was ready to explode. So like, I'm usually a pretty passive person. You know, I'm generally very, very calm and very, very passive. Yes, I can be a bit eccentric at times, but generally speaking, I can keep composed. But this was the straw that broke the camel's back. This is what pissed me off the most. So a week ago, something similar happened, but it was earlier in the morning at around like 6. And you know, I was just getting ready to make some coffee and suddenly there was no water. Now thankfully, I had a huge jug of water in the car from camping, so I was able to work around it. But today, covered in suds in the middle of a freaking shower and they turn off the water, I was livid. Like, so pissed off. Now, I can only imagine how frustrating this would be if you had a long, luscious locks of hair. You know, I'm a bald motherfucker. I don't got a head of hair, but I got a beard, that's all right. But can you imagine how pissed off you would be in that situation? It's like 7 a.m. in the morning. You're getting ready for work. You jump in the shower. You're halfway through the shower and boom, water stops without warning. And that's the thing that gets me the most about this, without warning. We live in BC. There are rules. There are checks and balances in this province. And one thing you cannot do is just turn off the water on a whim without alerting anybody. Now, if it's an emergency, that's okay. Emergencies happen. But this is the second time in a week and emergencies don't happen 2 times in a motherfucking week. The fact of the matter is, what really gets me, what really pisses me off the most is the lack of respect and the lack of communication. The lack of communication from the building owner, from the building manager to the tenants. The lack of respect from the building owner and the building manager to the tenants. That's what irks me the most. That's what pisses me off the most. Had they warned us, even 12 hours notice, I would have been like, all right, I'll have a shower earlier. I'll plan my shower later. But to cut it off without any warning, that set me off. That really just put me in a bad mood. That put me on the war path. On the war path. So, I hopped out of the shower, feet wet, wrapped a towel around me, put on my dressing gown, and I went downstairs looking for the fucking bastard who turned off the fucking water. And I swear they are lucky I didn't find them. I went down to the bottom floor, where the water mains are, no one there, looked around. I met one dude who was an apprentice, so he's not like the plumber, but he works for the plumber. He's training to become a plumber. And I met him, and he's like, oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah. Like, he could hardly get a word out. And I was like, are you turning the water back on or not? And I go around the building. I eventually meet the plumber. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? It's like 7 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Who would be using water, I guess? How inconsiderate of me to have a shower at 7 a.m. in the morning on a work day. Like, absolute cluelessness from them. So I text my building manager and said, give me a call. He said he's busy working in one of the apartments. And I'm not surprised he's busy. He turned off the fucking water. He better be working. So I'm waiting to get a call back from him. And I honestly don't know what I'm going to say. Because this is the second time in a week. And you know, I've always gone with the path of no aggression or anything like that. And I don't want to rock the boat. But at this stage, I need to say something. I need to put my foot down. Because this is wrong. This is not fair. You know, we pay money to live here. And they can't do shit like this. They can't just turn it off on a whim. On a whim. O-N-A-W-H-I-M. On a whim. If someone does something on a whim, it means that they have done it without thinking. They've done it without calculating the effects of their action. Oh, I went to Paris on a whim. You know, I didn't really think about it too much. I just booked a ticket and I went. To be honest, when I was living in Europe, I did go many places on a whim because it was cheap. It was so cheap to fly across Europe. I got to Stockholm from Dublin for 12 euros one time. So 24 euro return, tax included. So I went to Stockholm on a whim. I remember I was online looking up flights just to see what was available. And I saw this deal and I said to myself, I can't miss out on this. So I remember I went to Stockholm only for about three nights maybe or something. straight into Stockholm, low-cost airline, $12. On a whim, I went to Stockholm. On a whim, I decided to do X, Y, or Z. And on a whim, these motherfuckers decided to turn off the water. And thus, I was enraged. Thus, I was livid. So yeah, I'm going to wait for the landlord to give me a call. If I bump into him in the hallway, I am going to speak my mind. I'm going to say, hey, this is not right. We respect you. Just give us a warning. We're not asking for much. And I swear if he talks back, I swear if he says anything, if he tries to defend his actions, I might lose it. I might lose it. You know, there's times when, and this is something that really bothers me about society as a whole right now, I guess, people can't take accountability for their actions, even when they're wrong. It's kind of like this idea that we're infallible people, you know, that we're incapable of making a mistake. And it really upsets me because we're fucking humans and that's what we do. And the fact of the matter is, what he did was wrong. No justification for it. And I swear, if he does not fess up, if he does not accept what he did was wrong, that's going to set me off. That's going to piss me off more. Oh, talk about a rant to inspire a podcast, hey? All right, so at the start, I was just giving you a description of my day, and I gave you a bunch of words that you could use for describing anger and how angry you are. So just to, I actually went on ChatGPT and said, give me a list of words for angry. And, you know, it gave me some good ones. And I'm going to look at a few of the good ones, and I got some idioms as well. Obviously, furious is a very popular one. You know, I was furious. He was furious. I actually have a video about furious, so I'll send you the link. But, no, to be furious at or furious with or just furious. So I was furious at my landlord for turning off the water. When the water turned off, I was immediately furious. You know, I got furious immediately. I was furious. And, yeah, avoid Ronan. He's pretty furious right now. So furious is just like the general feeling of anger inside of you. And to be furious at someone or furious with someone would be directing the anger towards them. I mentioned how I was fuming, F-U-M-I-N-G. I was livid. And those two are very similar. I was also seething. So let's talk about those three. Fuming, livid, and seething. I was livid. I was livid when? I was livid when he cut off the water without warning us. Oh, this morning I was absolutely livid. You'll never guess what happened. Oh, this morning I was seething. S-E-E-T-H-I-N-G. And if you're seething, you know, sometimes we would even add more and we would say I was seething at the teeth. For example, seething at the teeth. Now, technically, seething is when you are so angry, you are unable or unwilling to express it clearly. So I guess I was furious. I was irate. I was livid. Seething, I'm not so sure about because I was able to talk about it. So can you imagine a time when you or someone you know was so angry they were unable to express themselves about why they were angry and you wanted them to tell you why they were angry but they couldn't? That is seething. S-E-E-T-H-I-N-G. I was seething. I wasn't able to explain why I was angry. I was just so worked up over the situation. So today, I don't think I was seething, but I was pretty close to it. I was pretty close. I was definitely fuming, you know, fuming, F-U-M-I-N-G, which would just be very, very angry. I was irate, I-R-A-T-E, and I was irate at the treatment. I was irate when they cut off the water. I was incredibly irate, for example. So these are all other ways to talk about being angry. Of course, I said I was pissed off. I was raging. And most of those are pretty good to use in a lot of different situations. So think about a time when you were fuming. Think about a time when you were livid. And then think about a time when you were seething. Because seething is like the next level, I guess. You know, seething is when, oh, he was seething at the teeth. He was unable to explain why he was angry, but he was. You know, his fists were clenched. His jaw was grinding, or his teeth were grinding against each other, and he was ready to go. He was ready to blow, for example. Now, let's have a look at some idioms for being angry. To see red, to see red. So yeah, as soon as that water turned off, I saw red. I am not joking, because I knew what they were up to. I knew that's what happened. I knew it wasn't a fucking accident. I knew it wasn't the city. I knew it was them doing it. I knew it was our landlord, and our landlord knew this was going to happen and did not inform us. So I was seeing red. I saw red. And I'm so happy I did not bump into my landlord, because I don't know what I would have fucking said had I bumped into him when I was seeing red. I flew off the handle. To fly off the handle. When you react very angrily and impulsively. Impulsively is the key word there. To fly off the handle. Well, he lost the handle. He flew off the handle. And that is when you go from, say, you're calm, and then suddenly you're not calm, and suddenly you're going crazy. You're flying off the handle. You know, maybe you're sitting down, and I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. Let's imagine you're in a restaurant and there's someone nearby who's just being boisterous, being loud, and they're being obnoxious to everyone else in the restaurant. And then they spill water on you. Well, you might fly off the handle. You might jump up and say, "Listen, buddy, you need to be quiet. Listen, buddy, get out of here." When you fly off the handle, you're reacting impulsively. So be careful, because if you fly off the handle to the wrong person, well, they might fuck you up. Who knows? Another thing I said was, I was on the warpath. I was on the warpath. Like I said, I got my towel, I got my robe or my dressing gown around me, and I went looking for the landlord. I went up and down the staircase more than once, barefoot, looking for him. And that is when we would say, he's on the warpath. Maybe you've been at work and you see your boss walk by angrily towards someone. Oh, he's on the warpath. And when he meets that person, he is going to go to war with that person. He is going to roar at them and shout at them and give out to them. That is to be on the warpath. You're marching with a fucking purpose. So to be on the warpath is to be in a state of anger, ready to confront or to criticize. And I was absolutely on the warpath. And anyone who says they wouldn't be on the warpath, or anyone who says, "Ronan, you're overreacting," you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. I am not overreacting. I just want things to be done correctly. Like, give us a warning when you're going to turn off the water on a Tuesday morning. Because who uses water at 7 a.m. on a workday? What idiot has a shower in the morning, wants coffee, needs to use a toilet in the morning? What fool? How dare I expect to have running water in a building which I pay extortionate rent in? God, I'm still angry, hey? So, to fly off the handle, to see red, to be on the warpath, to bite someone's head off. There's a great one, to bite a person's head off. So thankfully I did not bite someone's head off, but like, my wife got home, she went for a walk, and she got home and she saw I was visibly angry, and she's like, "What's up?" And I responded calmly to her. I said, "You'll never guess who turned off the water again." And her response was, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "A fucking right I am." And then I started to get worked up. But when I saw her, I calmed down. I did not bite her head off. I did not direct any anger towards her. And that's important, because if you bite a person's head off, you react angrily to a person, often without reason. No need to bite my head off. Dude, why did you just try to bite my head off? It's not me you should be angry at. Oh, did you just bite her head off again? What was the point of that? Come on, do better. Look, I get you're angry, but no need to bite my head off. You know, have you ever seen someone who's angry, like a friend of yours or someone you know, a colleague, and you go up and say, "Hey, how are you doing?" And they go, "What, fuck off," or they get angry at you. You know, they snap at you. I hate that. I hate when people snap at a person. It's very confrontational and upsetting. And I really don't have time. If someone snaps at me, I usually just walk away and let them fester in their own anger, because that's what they freaking deserve. But if a person snaps at you and you had nothing to do with the situation, they are biting your head off. Hey, Ronan, how's your day? Oh, fuck off, would you? Jeez, no need to bite my head off, Ronan, for example. So that one might be more common in like, if the person who's angry doesn't know it's you. Does that make sense? So, for instance, there's someone who is incredibly angry and you walk up behind them and, I don't know, you tap them on the shoulder or something, or, you know, because they're your friend, and then they turn around and push you away. But then they realize who you are and they realize what they just did to their friend, and then they might calm down. Well, in that case, they bit your head off and they like immediately regretted it. Because when they bite a person's head off, they are reacting impulsively as well. And they are like doing something they wouldn't normally do. They're letting anger get the better of them in that situation. So, well, I was expecting to record like a 2-minute podcast here. I was expecting to post this only to my Telegram group, but now I've been talking for over 20 minutes. And I guess we've actually uncovered some useful English. So to revise, some adjectives: furious, enraged, infuriated, fuming, livid, seething, irate, outraged, raging, pissed off. Great adjectives for angry. And idioms: to see red, to blow a fuse, to fly off the handle, to bite someone's head off, to lose your cool, are ready to explode on the warpath. Okie dokie. So, how are you going to remember these? Think about a time when you were livid. Think about a time when you were seething, when you were like unable to describe how angry you were, or articulate why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Think about a time when you know someone that was livid and you were able to calm them down. Now, this is a bit of self-reflection for you. Think about a time when you bit the head off someone and you shouldn't have. Think about a time when you could have said, I was on the warpath and blah, 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 blah. I was on the warpath and ready to go. And then I got a call from my wife and I calmed down. Think about a time when you instantly saw red. You know, you instantly saw red. So like everything is going great and then something happens and suddenly you're the angriest motherfucker in town. That is to see red. When I was a kid, I saw red a lot more. I was an angry little kid. That worked when I played rugby and stuff, or boxing and whatnot. Now I'm much older, I'm more mature, kind of. So I don't really see red anymore. But today in the shower, when that water cut, when that shower started to spit water instead of the beautiful flow of happiness on my shoulders, that's when I saw red. That's when I got so freaking angry. Anyways, it's coming up on the time I have to leave the house to catch the bus. I wonder if I will bump into my building manager downstairs. And if I do, I'll be upset because I don't have time to get into a proper conversation with him and just to try and explain to him why what he did was wrong. And I swear if he tries to defend it, I will be pissed. I will be fuming if he tries to defend his actions. Anyways, my friends, thank you for being here. My name is Ronan. If you're interested, I have a conversation class every other Thursday. You can check it out online if you're keen. The link is in the description, of course. There's always links in the descriptions. But if you just go to Little Seal English, littleseal premium english. That's where you'll see all the info about my conversation clubs, my conversation. Every 2 weeks we meet. Sometimes we talk about a TED talk. It could be a song. It could be a movie. Like, you know, there's questions posted beforehand. And I guess I kind of see myself as a facilitator of learning. That's kind of where I'm getting that now. I'm going to fan the flame. You know, the teaching aspect is one part, but I believe that everyone has this like innate ability to learn. And I'm going to uncover it. I'm going to help you uncover it and have a good time doing it. So if you're interested, make sure to check out the links in the description if you want to take your English to the next level. Bi-weekly, so, or bi-monthly, which means twice a month. So twice a month we meet. And I'd love to have you there. There's also a premium Telegram and stuff, but all the info is on in the link in the description. So anyways, I hope you're happy. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you had a shower that was uninterrupted. I hope you don't have to jump back in the shower to rinse the soap off you. God, that's so infuriating. Enough about that. Time to hit the road. Bring home the bacon. Talk to you soon, my friends. Bye for now.